President Obama says that Hillary Clinton is more qualified than him or Bill Clinton to serve as president. He's mistaking a resume and experience with judgment and success. Bill Clinton was an attorney general and the governor of a state before serving as CEO of this country. Being a governor is far more experiential than anything Hillary has done in her life. Obama was a U.S. senator before becoming president. He was one of the least qualified to be president since John F. Kennedy, regardless of how one feels about Kennedy's term. Hillary Clinton has no successful executive experience. As First Lady, she did act as a co-president to husband Bill, but without the accountability, she was a glorified advisor. What matters most in claiming whether one is qualified is the level of success and quality of judgment one has. Hillary Clinton has been a monumental failure in this, practically a disaster, something we should expect of a Clinton presidency if she were to win in November. Her only real executive experience was that of Secretary of State, making her one of the least effective, if not the most counterproductive, secretaries in many years. The claim that she'll finish the job with ISIS is ludicrous, as she helped it in its inception and armed it as a result of her Libyan fiasco. What she did in Libya is beyond incompetence. Not only does she not have a follow-through plan after overthrowing its government, but the results have been catastrophic. Once the African country with the greatest standard of living under Gaddafi has generated into a stateless mess and a training camp for ISIS and others. Her involvement in Honduras was near criminal. Whether the U.S. had a role or not in the coup that overthrew an elected government, when the entire Western Hemisphere and the OAS refused to recognize the new military dictatorship, Clinton greased the path for survival and continuation. Today, Honduras is considered the most dangerous country on Earth, and much of the immigration coming to the U.S. is from Honduras, fleeing the murderous chaos she had inflicted on the people. She did her job well of protecting the large corporations, but at a terrible cost. She is breaking a glass ceiling, but so did Margaret Thatcher, and a Great Britain is still a nation that is trying to recover.